بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا واعدنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد. We are all probably familiar with the hadith سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. There are seven categories of individuals who will enjoy the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade besides that shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. However, it is not restricted to seven categories of individuals. There are actually more categories that are mentioned in other hadith. So in this hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned seven, but in other hadith, you will find that there are more categories of individuals who will also enjoy the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. In Awjaz al-Masalik, which is a commentary of the Muwatta of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, written by Sheikh Zakariya, rahimahullah, the same author of the famous Fadail al-A'mal, he has collected over 90 categories of individuals, which are mentioned in various hadith, who will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One of those categories is رَجُلٌ إِن تَكَلَّمَ تَكَلَّمَ بِعِلْمٍ وَإِن سَكَتَ سَكَتَ بِحِلْمٍ. A person who knows when to speak and knows when to be silent. That there are times when a person should speak, he should speak up. And there are times when a person should be silent. That person who knows when to do what, he knows when to speak, he knows how to speak, what things to speak, and he knows when he should be quiet, he will enjoy the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Hence, arguably, one of the most important qualities, or should I say habits, for us to develop in this month of Ramadan is to get our tongues under control, is to train our tongues, to use them for things which are beneficial, for things which will be rewarding for us, like the recitation of the Quran, like the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to protect our tongues from backbiting others, from swearing others, from cursing others, from saying things which will hurt the feelings of others. In Arabic they say, اللسان جرمه صغير وجرمه كبير. That the tongue is very small. It's a very small piece of flesh compared to the hand, compared to the legs and the other limbs. But the amount of impact that it can have is far more than the other limbs. That if you use the tongue for something which is good, like the recitation of the Quran, you get so much of reward. At the same time, if you use it for something which is bad, you can cause so much of damage. جِرَاحَاتُ السِّنَانِ لَهَا الْتِيَامُ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. The poet says that if you strike someone, if you shoot an arrow at someone, then that wound will eventually heal. You might have to put stitches, you might have to go for surgery, whatever. But eventually the wound will heal. But if you hurt somebody with your tongue, you strike someone with your tongue, with your words, then I'm afraid that wound will not heal. That's something that will remain or continue to haunt a person. So this is a very important quality, a very important habit for us to build in this month of Ramadan, is to work on our tongues, keep an eye, or be very cognizant of what we say. Say those things which will be good, which will be beneficial, and protect ourselves from those things which will be harmful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Yesterday I came across a very profound quotation. They say, animals have very long tongues, yet they cannot speak. Human beings have very short tongues, yet they can't keep silent. Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.